doing it to develop the taste. These are the beginning of this book, right? So, he started to tell us different stories. He explained a lot of stuff. We arrived to a new subject. He said, okay, now let me talk about you a little bit in details. Because you are not you. You are a lot of stuff together. You look like a garden full of different animals and flowers and insects. Aren't you? 600 years ago it was a metaphor. Now I'm telling you that you share the basic of your machine, which is your genome, with all animals. When you look at the cockroach, you have more than 37% in common. Exactly. That's what the animal is. But I'm the owner of the car, right? So there is this car, there is this driver, there is that nagging fellow, there is this and that. Let's study them. Because if you believe that you are complete, you will be in a state of denial. The first thing you should learn is your shortcoming and your problem. First problem was this. And this will remain the big problem, because this is the opening key to jealousy, remember? And he said, I forgive everything, but I will not forgive jealousy. He said something like that, remember? Here he will say, O Hisamuddin, please make some magical potion to cure the eye of the people, except the jealous people. How come that within all shortcomings, jealousy bothers us? For one simple, silly reason. When you're jealous, you do not appreciate the beauty which is not yours. That's the point of jealousy. Because each of us is carrying something good. And you have to appreciate them all. Appreciate the goodness. But when you're jealous, it's the story of the guy. Said there were two shepherds working together every day, going to the mountain, attending to the sheep. And when the food is there, the food is normally a piece of bread and a little bit milk of this goats, maybe. That's it. One of them will inherit one goat. So from the day after, this guy is bringing the yogurt, the cheese, blah, blah, blah. And the other guy doesn't like the situation. We go and pray, an angel will come and say, what do you want? You say, this is it, we're friends, we're equals, everything. Now he has that goat, and that goat is bothering you. Please kill his goat. The guy will say, I kill his goat, I will give you the goat as well. Now, for these past 2 weeks, I'm so angry, kill his goat. Say, I will give you 3 goats. No, kill his goat. This is the jealousy. Don't worry. He didn't get some good stuff in that story. That's how it works. The jealousy. You see? You should understand all of this. So, let us start the division. First of all, we'll divide everything to 2 portions. One is form, one is essence. And you know about it. But you don't dig. Because when it comes to yourself, you just look at your form. That's enough for you. Don't look at your essence. You have to know them both. And one has a priority. Remember why? Because one has a filthy mouth, the other one is filthy altogether. And we went through this conversation, blah, 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 to say what? To arrive to one point, which is today. We'll come to that. I said, listen, when you talk about form and the essence, normally everybody will say, ha, I know. I appreciate the essence, the hell with the form, right? Don't dare to say that to an artist. Beauty! Beauty is even in form, isn't it? Of course it's in essence of David, that special moment, you want to go to war, you have to, you don't want, because he would charge about it. But at the end of the day, it's the form. So when we say priority, it doesn't mean the form doesn't matter. Especially because how do you influence the essence? Essence is out of reach. You have to go through form to touch the essence. That's the reason with this, all this formalism. Be honest. When you look at this kind of thought, you will see a lot of form. Form of prayer, form of meditation. Even they have some form for the dress code and things like that. Why? Because with that, we could touch the essence. If you, let's say if you're a Muslim, a good Muslim, and you do your prayers, what are you doing? You are practicing moments which is not being attended to normal life. And this little by little by little could change you. This is the subject we are talking about. The story was, let's go back at the beginning. When I say, where are we? You should say, we are in the story of two slaves. And we remain in this story for a couple of months. Because we need to talk about it a lot. First, we talk about the form and the essence. Then we go to the next step. This is three or four paragraphs to explain the form and essence. Then we should talk about what? We should talk about the essence. What? Essence is not something to talk about. It's not even tangible. So we talk about the opposite part of it, which is this intelligence who is blocking the improvement of the essence. With what? Jealousy. We'll come back to jealousy, which was in book one. Here, he will show it to you. That when I'm talking about jealousy, it's not me being jealous about someone else. Inside, you could be jealous about the other part of you. Because some part of you are you. And thanks God, some part of you are not yours. And they don't care about you. Do you know any of them? You should, because at least know that in here there is someone which doesn't like me. You call it what? Consciousness. What is consciousness? Consciousness is a part of me that when I cheat and succeed, it's not happy. I cheated, I succeeded, this is very intelligent, very witty, but some part in me doesn't feel good. And you know that I could work on that. I could put it down so many times that it will disappear almost. So I'll become an animal. Yeah, whatever in me I could ruin or I could develop. I could work on it. We'll come to that. That he will say there is a king with one slave, and all other people are jealous of this slave. And he will go on and on, he will change the subject, another story, and say, let's go back to that. Because this is something that we should really get it, honestly. Because there is this part of me that I have to work hard on it. To quieten this, to eliminate that tendency of jealousy. How? Ooh, four or five. But knowing the problem. So, we started with the king with two slaves and realizing that one of them is better than the other. At the same time, he I hope you remember he explained that there are different way of knowing. Your knowledge could come from reading, learning, quote-unquote knowledge. This is the minimum level of understanding to us. I explained something to you, you understand it, right? Good. So there is another level. When you see this stuff, instead of me explaining to you, imagine that I will explain to you the revolution. Yes, you will have a lot of understanding. If you're patient enough and I talk a lot, you know a lot. But that is not comparable to be there. Right? Then there is the third level. To become that. This applies to love. I explain love to you. Maybe you learn a little bit. You see a lover, suddenly you realize, wow, magical. But the best is for you to become lover. That's the path we are going to, inshallah. Therefore, the king studied the slaves and sent one to the bathroom. The second one gave us a very, very long speech. Remember? That long speech was about our nature. He said, oh, wait a minute. When you say, I want to know myself, okay? I want to know the owner here. I know the driver. I know the machine. I want to know the breath. What should I do? How would I attend to that? Where is the beginning of that? Where is the end of that? We don't know. Remember, even about the life, we don't know this stuff. When it comes to the breath, we don't know. You asking me? It starts. It starts from Adam to him. No interruption. This is what we think. When is the time of Adam? The beginning. The beginning. We don't know. We don't want to know. But we know something happened. We know over there something happened. The outcome, we are told, the outcome is this, that two different attitudes was created. First attitude was scientific point of view of Satan, which knows everything. The other one was a silly stuff by this fellow. And we believe in that silliness, right? It goes like this. Right at the beginning, Adam and Eve are sitting down. They're dumb because they don't know anything. And the fruit of knowledge is created for them. But they don't go towards it. So the greatest lover of all will do the sacrifice. Will sacrifice the best angel he had, knowledge, Satan. He will sacrifice that. Therefore, there is a Satan. After the sacrifice, he will say, what happened? Bring me your attitude. The Satan will say, you wanted it to happen. It's you. Everything is you. The Adam will say, oh, we ruined everything. We are. First of all, he will say, I. The Adam should say, we. That's I and we, always. Remember that even in Moses. Pharaoh will say, I. Moses is keeping quiet. The brother should say, we. Because it's we. It's not I. There is no place for I in this path. So, the difference is started from there. And it's always that. I didn't mean historically, a couple of millions years ago it happened. It's a story. It's my story. It's my beginning. It's your beginning. We're all the same. We start with what? First there is Adam and Eve. Then what? Then Sheth. Then Noah. Then so on and so on. Step by step this spirituality is made. I don't mean historically.